This is one of those podcasts where I'm walking outside, so you might hear planes flying over or dogs barking, stuff like that, maybe some fireworks. But I wanted to let you know the reason why I've been so busy the past couple months is because, mid-April, my landlord told me he's selling the house that I've been renting for 5 years. He said, so either buy the house or it's going to get sold out from under you and you're going to have to move. So I started looking at rentals in my immediate area, and wow, the prices have gone up so much. It's insane. So for what I was paying for rent the last 5 years, $2,650, I would have gotten probably a studio, maybe a one-bedroom apartment, when I've been renting a whole house for that price. So I considered myself lucky, even though he did raise the rent during the pandemic, October 2020. He raised my rent. So I asked him, how much does he want to sell it for? He said $500,000. Yikes. But that's actually cheap in this area. You can look it up. Look up Lyndhurst, New Jersey, and look at the prices of houses. It's the same everywhere. Seriously, like, inflation is worldwide. It's not just here. Pardon me from yawning. Anyways, while I'm out walking, I have to talk loudly because there's so many planes up above. And this led me to think to myself, not that it's ever going to happen. I'm just saying, if I was the mayor or congressman or something, if I had some power in politics, the towns that are affected by all of these airports, there's three airports in my area. There's Newark and Teterboro, and there's another one. I can't remember the name of it. Is it LaGuardia? I don't know. There's three airports right here. And here comes the car. Pretty loud. There's three airports, and no matter what time of night it is, day or night, if you're trying to talk to someone in your yard or outside, you can't hear them. You have to yell because there's so many planes and jets flying over. And sometimes I'll take the trash out at 4 a.m. and yeah, there's like jets flying over, wicked loud. So I was thinking, if I was in charge and I had some politics, some political power or whatever, I would say to the people, vote for me because I'm going to make your property taxes half price. I would make the airports pay the brunt of the property taxes because they're earning shitloads of money, aren't they? Right? Flights night and day. But the people who live in these areas have to deal with air pollution and noise pollution. So that's just a thought. I'm putting it out there. Means nothing. In fact, this podcast is a bunch of random thoughts strung together. Then why I have been busy since mid-April. Yeah, I was told to move it or lose it. And during the same week that he told me that, my daughter confessed to me that she was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And at that time, in April, my daughter was only 33. Now she's 34. Her birthday's in June. I was shocked, flabbergasted, freaking out, saddened, angry. I was like, I can't understand that, how someone so young had that happen. And they removed it April 20th. So she told me last minute, like, apparently she knew 6 months before, but she didn't want to tell me. Anyways, they removed it and she's recovering. I didn't post it on social media because it's not about me. I don't want sympathy. My daughter needs the prayers, not me. And there's two jets at the same time flying over. I can see two of them. Anyways, So April, May, June have been an absolute shit show. I haven't been out to karaoke since December 23rd, 2022. And today is June 30th, 2023. But I did go out once in February to a birthday party. I hated it, but I went anyways for a friend. And I just stopped going out because I don't have time. Trying to write my book, trying to run my business, trying to take care of Desmond. House clean, cook, grocery shopping, all this stuff going on. And trying to buy the house. So guess what? Yesterday, June 29th, I finally closed on the house. A miracle. Okay? It was a miracle. And I'm glad I did because prices are going sky high. Interest rates and all that stuff. I never knew about buying houses. This is the first time I've ever done that. This is the most commitment I've ever done. I mean, apart from marriage, like buying a house, I think is the biggest commitment, isn't it? Now I'm going into the grocery store, so could be kind of loud. Hang on. One second. Okay, I'm in the grocery store now. Yeah. So now I own my house. Nobody can throw me out. Isn't that amazing? I gotta buy fireworks so that we can make noise and, celebrate Independence Day, which is coming up very soon. If you recall on New Year's Eve, or maybe you don't recall, I, got a firework shot into my ear. Pretty shitty. It hurt. It was an accident. I'm not going to be touching the fireworks. I'm going to let my assorted friends touch them. I'm going to have a little gathering, little barbecue. I'll let the males handle the fireworks. Anyhow, yeah, so I'm not bragging that I own my house. I had to. I had to either buy it or get the hell out. And let me explain something. To move in New Jersey, I don't know about your area, but it's a month and a half deposit. So let's say your rent, let's just say, for example, if your rent is $2,500, you have to come up with $2,500 for the realtor because they find a place for you, $2,500 for the first month rent, and $2,500 plus half of that, which is, oh God, $1,250. All that together. So 1.5 month rent deposit, 1 month for the first month rent, and 1 month goes to the realtor. That's like $10,000 just to move in New Jersey. And it doesn't matter if it's a house or if it's a apartment. That's how much it costs to move. So plus you have to imagine how much drama it is to move, you know, packing, hiring a moving company, all that other stuff. So I just bought the house I'm living in because I love it. I love my area. We're all cozy in there. And it's so much hassle to move. I could not even think about it. So, yeah. That's happened. And guess what now? Now I can concentrate solely on the book. So I just wanted to tell you in this little podcast, which is probably annoying as hell to listen to because of all the background noise, but I just don't have time to get a little soundproof room and sit there and talk because I have to multitask. I have to, clean, cook, take care of Desmond and freaking answer booking. So it's either this kind of noise or nothing at all, unfortunately. I will try to make the book part 7 quieter. I plan on doing it when Desmond goes to bed and having no background noise. Probably my cats are going to be bitching in the background. But I wanted to say, I'm going to do book part 7 in which I'm picking up where I left off. I'm going to explain about how I went from dating Joey Ramone and jogging 12 miles a day to becoming a deadhead. See? I had to push pause because they're screaming over the loudspeaker here at ShopRite. Anyways, I'm going to explain how I went from being, you know, a fitness freak dating Joey Ramone to jogging, and jogging 12 miles a day to graduating high school and following the Grateful Dead and becoming sort of very sober but scruffy looking hippie. So that's next in book part 7. And then after that, I moved to Berlin, and I'm going to explain how that went down. And then I'm going to just randomly fill in the pieces because we're almost done with the book, according to my book writer. See, I'm the one telling all the stories and supplying the pictures. She's the one organizing it all because she's going to sew it together like a nice quilt. Her name is Sandra. I've mentioned a couple times. Anyway, Sandra said we're almost done. But when I look at the pictures in my massage room, I'm like, wait, I didn't talk about this one and that one. So book part 7 and maybe book part 8 are going to be chronicalized. I can't even fucking talk. Oh, here we go. It's so hard to talk and shop, right? It's unbelievable. They just never shut up. Anyways, book part 7 and 8 is going to be chronological order. And then I'm just going to look at pictures around my house. And I'm going to tell little stories about each picture. Little anecdotes. Is that how you say anecdotes? Of, you know, because some people that I've massaged and some experiences I have aren't enough to write a whole chapter. So I'm going to have little blurbs. Which is perfect for most people because in this TikTok time of life, people do have short attention spans. And therefore, it should be just fine that I'm telling little tiny stories. I can imagine listening to this right now is extremely irritating because there's so much stuff going on in the background. But obviously you love me, otherwise you wouldn't keep coming back to my podcast and listening to me. So just bear with me, please. I'm telling you, I haven't been out having fun at all since December 23rd. That birthday party that I was made to go to for my friend Richard, the one who looks like Frank Zappa, that was not fun. He totally did a bait and switch. Bait and switch in New Jersey means you promise someone something. Promise them like, oh yeah, if you come, it's going to be this and that and free food and free cake and drinks and you're going to get to sing some songs with my band. And then me and my girlfriend show up. Kitchen's closed. You got to buy your own drinks. There's no cake left. And guess what? You're not going to get to sing because the songs we told you to practice, we've already sang them before you arrived. So my girlfriend and I really didn't enjoy that night. We're like, what the fuck? And we had to drive an hour for that bullshit to Nyack, New York, which is a really amazing town. But still, I wouldn't have gone there. My days of going to watch cover bands play are over, unless it's a Frank Zappa cover band or maybe a Beatles cover band. But I just don't have time to go hang around in bars and watch cover bands because I'm just too busy. Like, I can barely get to ShopRite. I show up at ShopRite last minute, and you can hear them screaming over the PA system, like, we're going to fucking close, get out, you know, that's how strapped for time I am. And therefore, I'm not a spectator. If I have a chance to go out, you bet your ass I'm going to be up on the microphone, which brings me to something else. Two Fridays ago, I went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and he stuck a camera up my nose and down my throat. It was so incredibly painful and uncomfortable that my eyes were watering and I was gagging like crazy. Anyhow, he said that I have nodules on both sides of my vocal cords. I have nodules, which are like calluses. So when I try to sing, my voice breaks. I can either have them lasered off, but he said that's not a sure thing, because sometimes people get the laser surgery and it ruins their vocal cords even more, which is scary. So he was pretty telling me not to do it. He was like, if I were you, I wouldn't. He's like, I would just try to rest your voice and not talk so much. I'm like, yeah, that's a joke. I try, but Desmond is, you know, sometimes he won't listen to me unless I raise my voice, which you'd have to see it to believe it. He's just really rambunctious. Anyone who's raised a small boy knows what I'm talking about. So my voice is pretty much shot, and I'm kind of afraid to go out to karaoke. And again, I don't have time anyways. So there's that. Out of time. I want to get the book done, and then I can relax and celebrate. So it was like this. Make sure Jasmine's okay. Take care. No, it was like this from the beginning. This it turned to 2023. Taxes. Then I still had pneumonia until February. And then it was buying the house and my daughter. Her recovery was the most important thing. So now the house is done. We've slayed all that, or we, as in me and Desmond. And now I can get the book done. And then I can, when I say relax, what I mean is just get back to my daily grind, which was already crazy busy. there's no downtime for me. And I'm not complaining. I like to be busy. That's why I'm never bored or lonely, because I'm always busy. Like, I don't understand people who say they're bored or they're lonely. Those two emotions, I can't even imagine how that feels. I know a lot of people are lonely. I see them. I see my friends crying publicly on Facebook. They lose family members. They lose pets. And my heart bleeds for all of them. And like, you know, especially understand when people have loss. When people say they're lonely, I can't relate with really, because I'm never lonely or bored, even before I had Desmond. I was never bored or lonely. I had to keep going on working. I think staying busy prevents you from being bored and lonely. Maybe that's the key. You got to stay busy. Don't they say an idle mind is a devil's workshop? Sorry. Well, that's why I don't have any loneliness or boredom, because I'm always busy. I've always been busy. I'm thinking back in my life. I don't recall me ever being bored or lonely. Ever. I was jogging. I was going out and meeting bands. So my advice to anyone who ever has feelings of boredom or loneliness, get busy. That's all I can say. I got to show my friends some tough love and motivate them. Come on, go get busy. That might sound callous to you. Callous like the calluses on my throat. But I mean well. So anyways, next one's going to be about book 7. And then we're going to just start filling in the blanks, okay? So I wanted to catch up with the blog. Oh, one more thing. You might have heard that I had to unpublish my podcast, remove the music I had on some of them, and then publish them again. So now they're all out of order, date-wise. But it was either that or they were going to remove them all. So no more music. I can't have music on my podcast. And yeah, so that's why you saw a lot of old podcasts being republished. You're like, wait, that one was already published. Yeah, I had to republish it. So there's that. Alrighty. And probably be talking again in a couple hours doing book part 7, either tonight or tomorrow. Until then, just like Russell Brand says, stay free.